This interview was produced for Red Eye, a 3-hour current affairs program on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM. The Walmart in Jonquière, Quebec, is going to close on May 6, laying off approximately 200 workers. The company says the store isn't making money. The workers disagree. They say it's because they got themselves a union last year, and now the company wants to make an example of them. Walmart's disregard for worker rights is one of the reasons that motivates Joanne Savoy to oppose the corporation. She's the Quebec representative of the Walltown Tour. That's a cross-Canada effort last summer to raise awareness about the darker side of Walmart. Joanne joins me this morning from Montreal to talk about the situation in Jonquière in particular and Walmart in general. Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Now, are you going to go to Jonquière on May 6th?
Yes.
And what do you have planned when you go there?
Well, we don't have everything planned thus far. We're still trying to kind of plan the entire tour itself. In terms of actions, we're thinking about maybe putting on a concert and holding some kind of candlelight vigil or something to commemorate kind of like the depths of the store itself and the impact it's going to have on the community, the fact that like over 180 people are losing their jobs and like...
I imagine that the situation there will be tense because, as you say, it's a lot of jobs.
Yeah, well, definitely will. Plus, the thing is, some people are blaming the union directly for the closing of the store, as opposed to, like, considering the fact that, like, Walmart made the decision itself. So definitely some people will not be happy to have us there. And another point to that is basically the fact that a lot of people will feel really badly because they just lost their jobs, because they're not too sure how they're maybe going to be able to pay the next month's rent and stuff like that. So it'll definitely be, I don't know, an interesting experience in terms of, like, just the tone of that day, the emotion felt in the air and stuff.
Now, you're from Jonquière originally. What kind of place is that? How significant is 200 jobs?
Yeah, my hometown is definitely one of the towns with the highest, not necessarily unemployment, amid chômage. Shoot, what's that term in English?
Like half employment?
Yeah, kind of. Like a lot of seasonal jobs and stuff like that. Plus, like a lot of like the factories such as Alcan or the pulp and paper mills, they're either cutting a lot of jobs or they're like slowly closing down. So like in the past couple of years, like a few thousand jobs or close to that have been lost or are going to be, you know, essentially eradicated within the next couple of years. So...
Now, Walmart says that the store is losing money. Do you think that's likely?
That's completely false. We, for one, like I know the people in my hometown, and so like I have family who lives there that, and friends who essentially like drive past the Walmart, and they can see like how packed the parking lot still is. Even this summer, at the end of the summer, me and accompanied by two of the documentary filmmakers for Walltown, we were there. We were interviewing customers like outside of the Walmart, and basically, you know, we were asking them about like how they felt with the union and stuff like that. And some people were actually going there to shop because it was unionized, where they wouldn't have gone there before. And like I said, the parking lot was packed, and there were people in and out of there every day.
Well, what did it cost the town of Jonquière to bring in Walmart in the first place?
I don't recall the actual number, but definitely, like, new infrastructures were built to accompany. Like, new roads, a highway was extended, lights were put up.
So a significant amount of money then was put in
totally,
terms of roads and everything else, yeah?
Yeah, and it's money that the town could have put into, like, other businesses to help them out or just other infrastructures that need to be helped out.
Why did the workers at Walmart decide to unionize in the first place?
Well, there are a variety of different reasons. According to kind of like the two women who were mostly behind the union, they were talking about the fact that they don't respect... Oh, shoot, I can't always forget what this term... L'ancienneté?
Seniority.
There you go. They don't really respect seniority in terms of, like, access to posts. So, like, somebody who has, like, I don't know, an extra year or two of experience won't necessarily have... better access to a new full-time job that's opening up or something, and it's not necessarily based on the idea of experience itself.
Uh-huh.
Or from what they tell me, it seems to be more based on prejudice or, I don't know, the being quiet in terms of following, like, the store's rules and stuff like that. And then they were talking about, the, yeah, discrepancies in terms of wages. A new person who's hired may start at the same salary as somebody who's been there for 2 years, or even start off with a higher salary. And once again, it's not in terms of experience or education. Then, of course, there's just the salary itself, because Walmart is the biggest company in the world with the biggest number of sales and the greatest number of profits. Then there are also issues in terms of the number of hours they work, because even if you work full-time at Walmart, full-time in terms of Walmart is equal to 28 hours, and most people don't even work that.
So I think sometimes there's this suggestion that the union goes out and targets a company like Walmart to make a point, but it sounds like the issues were really coming from the workers themselves at that store.
Absolutely. There are even more, like, other things that are hidden. The women were explaining how, like, every week, Walmart Canada, as well as the main central bureau in Arkansas, they set objectives, right, in terms of sales and in terms of profits. And what the article was saying is that Walmart, if it doesn't reach or surpass its objective every week, what they do is that, like, a few weeks later, they'll actually cut down on people's hours to, you know, get back their money to a certain extent.
So kind of punitive then, in a sense.
Yeah, except that's it. But they're... It's one thing to try and get the money. It's another thing to kind of punish exactly the workers for all the... They still did their jobs, right? It's not their fault if some people, you know, didn't have as much money a certain week or didn't want to go to Walmart a certain week, right?
So you've decided to target your energies on informing people about Walmart and about organizing against Walmart. Why Walmart particularly?
Basically, because it's the biggest company in the world, and because it's so big, and because it has such a huge impact, it sets trends, and therefore, like, a lot of other companies will follow the same trail, just so as to be able to compete with them to a certain extent. So if we can almost trend us as well as all the other thousands of people who are organizing to maybe restrain or I don't know, try and control certain things that it does that aren't right. Maybe have smaller stores, maybe get it to buy more like locally bought products.
I know you went on tour across the country last summer. What did you do?
Basically, we left from Quebec and made our way to BC. And we essentially drove... and just went to about 25 different towns to visit Walmarts, and also towns that didn't have Walmarts, and basically to raise awareness, where we'd hand out leaflets, pamphlets, talk to whomever when possible. We held panel discussions. We had a few presentations. We had screenings of the corporation, the documentary, and that's basically it.
And what kind of reaction did you get from people in the towns that you traveled to?
God, it totally depended. It was a different thing when we visited the downtown area and when we were actually at the Walmart. The downtown area, when we talked to businesses, most of them would not necessarily that they'd agree with what we're doing or like what we're saying, but they'd tell us their perspective and the extent to which Walmart may or may not have impacted their store. And a lot of times, like, they didn't like the fact that Walmart would just move in and essentially kind of move all the business away from the downtown.
So what do you have planned for the next stage of the tour?
We're basically going to the Maritimes, and we're going to be doing Quebec again, and we're going to be doing about maybe three, well, depending on the province, but about three cities per province. So it's going to be a relatively short tour, as opposed to last summer for So it's, we're going to be doing it for about 2 weeks, and we're going to be doing basically the same thing. You know, talking to people, handing out leaflets, going to the Walmarts, going to towns without Walmarts. Yeah, we want to do just have greater activities and whatnot, and not necessarily stunts, but have something that can attract people's attention even more and just have a, like a really positive vibe throughout the entire thing.
Okay, well, thanks very much for talking to us this morning, Joanne.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thank you for having me.
I've been speaking with Joanne Savoy. She's the Quebec representative of the Wall Town Tour. Red Eye is produced by an independent media collective and airs on Vancouver Cooperative Radio. You can hear the program from 9 until noon Pacific Time, streaming live at cooperadio.org.